Vous écoutez l'autre monde, nous sommes au Ripfest édition 2024 and we are with Kevin from the band Insanity Alert. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, enchanté.
Once again, you come in tour.
Yes.
Third time in tour.
Oui. Yeah, troisième fois.
Ouais. Okay. What do you expect from the crowd for tonight?
I really have no expectations. I am completely blank on this. It's a very big venue.
Yeah.
I am always a bit scared when I see before the people are there and I see the size of the venue. I always think, fuck, can I say fuck?
Yeah.
But I think always think, well, maybe it cannot be full. But so I hope it's going to be a cool party.
Yeah.
And we are almost always ready to play. So, and it's a short set we have today, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fast and hard.
Will you perform some songs from your last EP?
Yes, we will play two songs because because of the length of the set, we have to make a few choices. But now we have three albums and EP and two EPs actually, three EPs. Scheiße. And so you have to make a selection. So we're going to play two songs from the new EP and then a mix of the records.
About this last EP out with Season of Mist, how did you get the idea to make a crossover between Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden, Queen, and hardcore and thrash?
It was really over the years. We are a very strange band. Sometimes we are all big music lovers, and we listen to ABBA and Neil Young, and we listen to Carcass and Napalm. That for us, if it's good, we can play it. And we always try to make jokes on titles, and some of them are really not so good because then we think, okay, we cannot do this because people will probably think we are the most worst people in the world. But we had this idea. We didn't do anything during COVID because we are also a very lazy band. And most people wrote a whole album or new songs, and we had this, and we decided to try it. And first, Season of Mist was not very, very interested because we have to have a new record. But then when we finished it and they sent it, they said, okay, they liked it. So, it was a mix of what we like and what we like to do. And I grew up with Guns N' Roses, and our guitar player is a very big Iron Maiden fan, and we listen to the radio in the car sometimes when we don't have a battery for the telephone. So it worked, and the songs with the titles were good enough to try it, and I'm very happy with the result. But it's weird, but I like it weird. So.
What are your plans for the next months? I mean, touring, I guess.
Yes, we tour. We are not a very hard touring band. We prefer to do 2-3 shows in a row, like weekends and festivals, and then like today and tomorrow, or today and yesterday we play in France, and then tomorrow we go back to Innsbruck, and then in 2 weeks we go to festival in Germany, and then to festival in Belgium, and so we play a lot, and we are we finally started to write new stuff. So the guitar players are, today everything goes with the Dropbox, and someone put the riff in the Dropbox, and I have my list of song titles that I take from my drunk memories in my phone, and I put them in the Dropbox, and then everyone starts working. So I really want to make a new record. We have a very cool lineup now since 2-3 years, and people that really can play and really are interested in crossover in metal, in punk, in hardcore, but also in pop culture and 80s stuff. And so I think we can do a very good record, but you always have to see.
Anything else you would like to tell us about Insanity Alert before my last question?
No, actually not. We are just very good friends, and we come to many places, and people ask us also about politics and stuff. And for us, it's important. We are from Austria, where unfortunately we have a lot of the people going in a very hateful direction.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's important to say that we believe that music and the world should be all inclusive,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you believe and where you are from and who you love. And that's one thing that I don't think it's political. I think it's just common sense.
Mm-mm-mm.
So.
Totally agreed.
Yes, I wish France a lot of luck, but the times are a bit weird in Europe at the moment. France is still on the good side. If you look at Sweden or Holland or Hungary or Italy, it's already... Yeah, maybe they need to get one more chance, but if you look a little bit at history, it's a tricky chance. Because it can go the wrong direction. And it's not saying that I believe in old values like left or right. I just believe in that there's many different people and we have one planet and we should all be able to get along or at least live on it together. You don't have to really get along. You can also close your door, but just respect the other ones in a way. Or leave the other ones alone. That's probably the best thing.
No links between your words and my last question. I give you the opportunity to choose a new house. I give you I show you five pictures of a new house and you can choose the one you like the most.
I hope the pictures are big because I don't have
You can choose between the Maitland house from Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's pretty good. I love Beetlejuice.
Santa Claus Workshop. The House of the Witch in Spirited Away.
That's a very good one, this one.
The House of the Ingalls Family, no?
No.
Or Scheherazade Palace. Which one would you choose?
No, I have to go for the Spirited Away house.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm a big... I love Japan. Mm-hmm. And I saw Spirited Away in the cinemas, later, of course, because not when I was there, but not when it came out. But yeah, this is for me everything that gives me peace and serenity. Yeah. I always feel so calm and safe and happy when I'm in Japan. Mm-hmm. And I think that movie is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
My Neighbor Totoro is actually my favorite one.
Yeah, good choice.
I would choose this one. Actually, I would live on Animal Crossing Island, my own one.
Okay.
It's my favorite game.
Okay.
My island is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Merci à toi.
Merci.
Merci.